In Afghanistan, Yalda is the first night of the month of Jadi, the first night of winter and the longest night of the year. As was the tradition, Hassan and I used to stay up late, our feet tucked under the kursi, while Ali tossed apple skin into the stove and told us ancient tales of sultans and thieves to pass that longest of nights. It was from Ali that I learned the lore of Yalda, that bedeviled moths flung themselves at candle flames, and wolves climbed mountains looking for the sun. Ali swore that if you ate watermelon the night of Yalda, you wouldn't get thirsty the coming summer. When I was older, I read in my poetry books that Yalda was the starless night tormented lovers kept vigil, enduring the endless dark and waiting for the sun to rise and bring with it their loved one. After I met Suraya Tahiri, every night of the week became a Yalda for me. And when Sunday mornings came, I rose from bed, Suraya Tahiri's brown-eyed face already in my head. In Baba's bus, I counted the miles until I would see her sitting barefoot, arranging cardboard boxes of yellowed encyclopedias, her heels white against the asphalt, silver bracelets jingling around her slender wrists. I'd think of the shadow her hair cast on the ground when it slid off her back and hung down like a velvet curtain. Suraya, swap meet princess, the morning sun to my Yalda. I invented excuses to stroll down the aisle, which Baba acknowledged with a playful smirk, and pass the Tahiri's stand. I would wave at the general, perpetually dressed in his shiny, overpressed gray suit, and he would wave back. Sometimes he'd get up from his director's chair and we'd make small talk about my writing, the war, the day's bargains. And I'd have to will my eyes not to peel away, not to wander to where Suraya sat reading a paperback. The general and I would say our goodbyes, and I'd try not to slouch as I walked away. Sometimes she sat alone, the general off to some other row to socialize, and I would walk by, pretending not to know her, but dying to. Sometimes she was there with a portly middle-aged woman with pale skin and dyed red hair. I promised myself that I would talk to her before the summer was over. But schools reopened, the leaves reddened, yellowed, and fell, the rains of winter swept in and wakened Baba's joints, baby leaves sprouted once more, and I still hadn't had the heart, the dil, to even look her in the eye.